Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio broadcast. Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And I will praise Him.
Can't stand the rain, well then you look for the sun to shine.
Thomas started drinking in the company of friends for whom drinking did not raise any major issue. For Thomas, it was fun, a sense of companionship and of high energy. Drinking was occasional and only in the company of drinking buddies who were all professionals. As time passed, Thomas' life took a roller coaster turnaround. From being a very successful businessman, he became a pauper. Soon he found himself lonely, heavily into debts, struggling each day to make a living and to fight against all creditors who were trying to squander the little of anything that was left. He felt sad about the conditions at home, where his wife and children, who switched to living on his meager earning. In the midst of such travail, Thomas found one friend who has not left him. It was his drinking habit. Craving to drink often got him out of home for long hours. His drinking buddies gave him occasional company, but for Thomas, drinking became a daily thing, a habit that he could not overcome. He came home often drunk, sometimes in the company of escorts, who found him totally unbalanced to get home. At home, his wife and children prayed that Thomas would return home sober. They wished that they could find treatment, but none was available. Time passed so slowly in the household of Thomas. His family felt ashamed and very much embarrassed in the community because of the way Thomas behaved. But one day something happened in Thomas' life. He went into one of his rooms in the house, closed the door, knelt before God, and made the sincerest prayer he ever prayed. He turned over his life to God and made a decision to drink no more. Thomas came out as a new person from that room, totally changed. Never again Thomas drank alcohol. His new life surprised everyone. According to alcohol treatment experts, working with alcoholics is a frustrating experience. For many alcoholics, treatment is a revolving door. They go in and out of treatment centers, and the relapse rate is very high. Let me share with you what William White of Chestnut Health System stated in an interview that I had with him. Number one, addiction recovery is a reality. Number two, there are many parts to recovery. Number three, recovery flourishes in supportive communities. Number four, recovery is a voluntary process. Number five, recovery and recovered people are part of the solution. Recovery gives back what addiction had taken. Let me expound on these points again. Addiction recovery is both a reality and a possibility. Alcoholics and their families need to believe that alcoholic behavior will stop. There are different ways of coming out of alcoholism. Recovery flourishes in the company of supportive people. Do not isolate your alcoholic friend or family member. Be supportive to them. Care for them. Love them. The fourth point is that recovery is a voluntary process. It takes the will and initiation of the alcoholic. The alcoholic needs to make a conscious effort to stop his negative behavior. In terms of solutions, alcoholics need to do a number of things. First and foremost, seek God's help. There is heavy emphasis on the role that religion plays in the recovery process. Alcoholics Anonymous, an international network of support groups, is founded on spiritual principles. Secondly, alcoholics need to look at role models. They need to look at people who have come out of alcoholism. The story that I share with you is a true story. There are other living examples, and those models should become role models. Thirdly, alcoholics need to engage in a lifestyle that is positive and productive in nature. They can devote the time that they spend for drinking to engage in services of family members and the community. Tim appeared very frail.
the devastation that he has been experienced from his addiction was very visible on his face. Tim and his wife were introduced to me by my wife. Reportedly, Tim suffered from alcoholism and drugs. He came to my home to meet with me along with his beautiful wife. During this first meeting with me, I shared with him the simple gospel that Jesus Christ can change his life. Tim absorbed everything that I shared with him. At the conclusion of that session, we prayed and Tim committed his life to Christ. Something happened. Tim became a changed person. He went home and emptied out all of his bottles and started a life of sobriety. Yes, indeed, there is hope for alcoholics. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com, kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.